short-term rental hosts, booking slow or pricing feels off? We're fixing it live in our booked and profitable listing audit bootcamp.
It's 4 live trainings with us for just $49. Bring your listing, your calendar, your pricing. We are going to walk you through step-by-step so you know exactly what to change to show up higher in the algorithm and get booked more.
Want personalized on your listing? Then all you got to do is upgrade to VIP for direct feedback.
We're capping seats and doors close on September 12th or when seats are gone.
Tap the link in the show notes or go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. That's thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Save your seats now and then check your email for your prep checklist and live session dates. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. STR hosts, are your bookings slow or pricing feels like guesswork for you? We are fixing that live in our booked and profitable listing audit bootcamp.
Last round, Jess landed 7 bookings in a week. Alex tweaked her title and got a holiday weekend within hours. We'll show you exactly what to change to show up higher and get more bookings.
You get 4 live trainings for just $49. Bring your listing, your calendar, and pricing. We'll walk you through step by step. And if you want personal eyes on your listing, you can upgrade to VIP for direct feedback.
We start on September 12th, and when doors close, so secure your spot right now.
Tap the link in the show notes or go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Save your seat now, then check your email for our prep checklist and live session dates.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com. That is hostinghotline.com. You ask your question and we answer it every Tuesday here on the Thanks for Visiting podcast. And today we have a question from Renee.
Hi, my name's Renee. My husband and I own 2 long-term rentals and 1 Airbnb. That's about 9 months in. 5 stars, super hosts multiple times. And I think a lot of that from the information I've got from your podcast. So thank you for that. We're currently in contract on another property that is currently a short-term rental. With lots of great reviews on VRBO and Airbnb and some direct booking that they have. My question is, how do you handle future bookings? How do you get that to be transferred over? We are going to do a few updates and upgrades to the property when there isn't any guests in between bookings. So I didn't know if you had some suggestions on how to handle that, the transfer of bookings and platforms. So thank you.
Renee, thanks for being a listener. We are so honored that we've been a part of your short-term rental journey. And thanks for calling in. We love answering these questions. I guess my first question back to Renee, and of course we'll go over all the scenarios, but something I want to let everyone know, our responses would be dependent on what the purchase agreement says, Renee. And I'm not sure if, and again, this could vary, I suppose, state to state, but more often than not, you know, you haven't purchased a short-term rental. You purchased a home that is listed on short-term rentals, unless you are buying the business. If there's a website, an email list, a brand, social media, and in that case, it probably wouldn't be a part of the purchase agreement. There would probably be another purchase agreement for the business that would be separate. But let's pretend you don't have any of that and you're just buying a straight up home property. And so anything that you do to get those reservations and bring them into you is going to be something that you negotiate with the seller. And that's probably something that I know in retrospect, hindsight's 2020, you probably wouldn't have had that done before you get into contract with them. But so this is definitely a conversation you want to have with them sooner rather than later, how you handle this. Are there expectations that they get to see the reservations through? If not, whose money does that belong to? Because the bookings came via their quote unquote brand. And I don't know if you're starting a new brand. I mean, there's so many things that you can work out with them. I've heard people, because what something you also want to know, Renee, is that technically listings follow the host. Listings do not follow the property. So if this home is on Airbnb, on Vrbo, technically you cannot inherit those listings. You would start a new listing for the home under your management.
We think keeping it clean is the best. So if you are listening to this and you're thinking about buying a property from someone else and they're kind of touting how many reservations they have, how many five-star reviews they have, that is great, but please do not think that that is going to be any part of your business moving forward. And I think a lot of real estate agents, I think a lot of hosts like to promote that. I see it every single day on Zillow. That is not the case. So if you want to start your business clean, healthy, yeah, the listing needs to be you, the reservations underneath you, because there is still so much gray area on who's going to be cleaning your property if it's someone else's reservation, who's going to be messaging the guests, how are those funds going to be transferred from their account to your account? And we hope that that would go smoothly, but you never know. So I heard you say that I think they do have a direct bookings. You do need to make sure that that is transferred to you. You know, that's going to be their domain name. You're going to need to start your own merchant processing account, whichever one that is, because technically if those funds go to them, they are their funds. They don't need to release them to you. You hope that they would, but
I would decide now, yeah, and get all that in writing with the seller. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's something that you and your attorney could work out. I don't know that that's something that your realtor would assist you with, because again, it's not really a part of the property itself. Mm-hmm. It is an extenuating way that they use the property. It is kind of like relating it to a long-term rental. Like, I've inherited tenants, The difference with that is state law, at least for us, is when you sell a property, the lease follows the tenant. And so you have to, as the person buying the property, you have to honor the lease that's in place. It's not the same with short-term rentals. So Renee, there are a couple options, right? You can have the seller keep their Airbnb, their Vrbo profiles live, their direct booking live, but blocks all the dates moving, you know, now that you're in contract. And that's the thing too, is like, when do you start blocking dates? Because nothing's sold until it's sold, right? But maybe everyone's feeling confident, so they block dates except for the ones that they've already booked. You coordinate the cleanings and the guest experience behind the scenes, and the guests stay under the original reservation, which is less friction for the guest. But remember, that review is going to go to the seller's profile, the seller's website. So those are things that you want to keep in mind. Or you could ask the guest to cancel and rebook with you. And this would require a phone call to that guest. And I'd even recommend that you reach out to the OTAs first, so Vrbo, Airbnb, and let them know, hey, we're purchasing the property. And they're probably going to want the seller to call anyway, because, the reservations belong to the seller. But get the OTAs involved so that when you're calling the guests and asking them to go from one listing to another listing, you have the OTA's blessing that you can do this. Because remember, technically, according to Airbnb's terms and conditions and Vrbo's, we cannot ask the guests to cancel. So you want to get them involved to help coordinate all of that. But then you could do that, or there have been times when Airbnb and Vrbo help facilitate that transition. They'll move the reservation. Now, it depends which support agent you get, but they can help move the reservation from the seller's listing to your listing. And you probably want to offer a small discount for them rebooking with you, for the back and forth, for the friction when it comes to asking the guest to jump through these hoops and do all these things. Well, it's not much on their end. It's still mentally taxing for them to know that, hey, their stay is kind of in jeopardy, mm-hmm. feel like they're on solid ground here.
So the biggest piece of advice we could offer is, number one, understanding all of the current reservations and how they have been moving forward. Like, is the calendar pulled down? Like, is everything blocked out? And really understanding exactly when the reservations are taking place, what that revenue is from said reservation. And the last thing I do that I'm going to let you know can get complicated is the taxes there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how have the taxes been worked out behind the scenes on those reservations? Because if Airbnb reports the income, they're probably, if you don't change the reservations, they're going to report those reservations back to the other host, and then they're going to be responsible for the taxes. And again, you know, are we talking about $5,000? Are we talking about $50,000?
Right.
So it really is understanding the total amount and the implication, and all of them are important no matter what the total is, but really understanding what you're working with. You know, is this 2 reservations? Is this 20 reservations? Are they daily getting more reservations and making this compounding what you need to deal with? So just have to be really thoughtful and make sure everything is in writing.
Yeah, and signed by both parties. There was one transaction that I never saw through, Renee, that actually fell out. But what I was representing the buyer, and the seller had a great listing, great reviews, all that stuff. But, this wasn't her last short-term rental. Like, she wanted to do this in the future. So she didn't, you can't transfer your listing over anyway, or, you know, your account, your Airbnb account anyway. But long story short, what they agreed to do was they did not have bookings way into the future. So that made it easier. So had there been bookings 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 months out, that's a different conversation. But what they agreed to do is that she would see the reservations through, I think it was going to be like 2 or 3 months in the future, and earn 20% commission by being like the co-host. See them through, and then once they were into earn 20% of that, and then, yeah, they would have had to help their bookkeeper and their CPA help them untangle those reservations and make sure that was really clean, who was responsible for that revenue, for that income. Because that's the thing, too. People will tout that these properties are these quote unquote active short-term rentals and like, we're fully booked, we're all these things. And it's like, well, sure, but I don't get those benefits because I'm not buying the brand, or I'm not buying this. Do you have an email list? That's mm-hmm. different. Do you have a social media list? That's different. Do you have a website that I get to buy and inherit and right. use as my own? That's mm-hmm. different. But if it's a simple home that has happened to be listed on Airbnb, all those accolades don't come to you. You're going to have to work hard, just like anyone else, to restart that business up. Does that answer your question, Renee?
She's like, it's
complicated. Well, and if we had Renee here on the podcast, yeah. We could definitely work out some scenarios. But since we have a little information, maybe she is buying the business. Mm-hmm. We're not sure, but it just sounds like it's a property that happens to be active and yep. listed on short-term rental websites.
Yep. But again, everything in writing, and really understand, see behind the scenes, have them show you the calendar, have them show you the reservations. You want to make sure that you're in the know once it becomes your property.
Yes. And if Renee, if you have any follow-up questions, feel free to email us, hi@thanksforgetting.com. Let us know how it goes. And with that, I am Sarah Kerr-Kane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
STR hosts, quiet calendar. We're fixing that in 1 week with our booked and profitable listing audit bootcamp.
It's 4 live trainings for $49. Bring your listing, calendar, and pricing. We'll walk you step by step so you know exactly what to change to show up higher in the algorithm and get more bookings.
Last round just landed 7 bookings in a week. Alex tweaked her title and grabbed a holiday weekend within hours.
Doors close on September 12th, so grab your seat now. Want personal eyes on your listing? Upgrade to VIP for direct feedback.
Tap the link in the show notes or go to thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Thanksforvisiting.com/bootcamp. Save your seat now and then check your email for prep checklist and live session dates.